Cheating on Your Taxes is Sin by Nathaniel Burson. Are we obligated to pay taxes to a corrupt government? Despite the fact that taxes are unjust and administered unfairly, should we pay taxes or should we refuse? Should we be scrupulously honest with our taxes? Or is it okay to cheat just a little if we don't think we will get caught? Do we as Christians owe taxes to the government of this country? No. Should we, however, pay the taxes anyway? Yes. Christ commanded you to, in plain language, if you'll only listen and obey. Matthew 22, verses 15 through 17. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God and truth. Neither care you for any man, for you regard not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Here's the question. Should we pay tribute, taxes, to Caesar, the government, or not? Well, should you or not? Verses 18 through 21. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, Whose is the image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. Then he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. So I ask you, whose name is on your dollar bill? Isn't it the United States of America? Therefore render unto America the things which belong to America, and render unto God the things which belong to him. But you may say, Income tax is illegal, and it is unfair, and it is corrupt, and arbitrarily administered. And I would agree with you. But do you think it was different 2,000 years ago? Let's see, shall we? The Publicani were thus an important section of the equestrian order. The system was, however, essentially a vicious one, the most detestable, perhaps, of all modes of managing a revenue. The Publicani were banded together to support each other's interests, and at once resented and defied all interference. They demanded severe laws, and put every such law into execution. Their agents, the portatores, were encouraged in the most vexatious or fraudulent exactions, and a remedy was all but impossible. From Smith's Revised Bible Dictionary. The IRS may be an evil organization, but it is no more evil, in fact less so, than the system of the publicans who received taxes in Jesus' day. According to Smith, they were the most detestable of all modes of managing tax revenue, and yet Jesus said to render unto them tribute. Let's see what the Bible says about this. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Let's make this clear. Every power is ordained, or put into office, by God, and there is no power that men have that God didn't give them. So your president, your sheriff, and yes, even your tax collector, were put there by God as the men who were needed for the job. And the men you and your country deserved and needed for the job. Now read on in verse 2. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive unto themselves damnation. If you resist that power and fight it, you are fighting against the appointment of God, and fighting against God himself and condemning his judgment. And you will receive judgment for so doing. Verses 3 through 4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. This man is the minister of God to you for good. And if you do good, and obey the speed limit, and pay your taxes, you will have praise of them. But if you do that which is evil, and don't wear your seat belt, and don't pay your taxes, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain. He is God's minister to execute wrath on evildoers. If you refuse to pay taxes, you do so without any support from God. And if it was your sin, and your rebellion which got you thrown into prison, God will let you rot in there until you pay every last cent you owe. Matthew 12, verses 58 and 59. When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, as you are in the way, give diligence that you may be delivered from him, lest he hale you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from thence till you have paid the very last mite. Romans 13, verses 5 through 7. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay you tribute also. For they, the publicans, or the IRS, are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Render their dues, pay your taxes, not part of them, not some of them, but all that is due to them. Why, you may ask? For God's sake. 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. You are to honor these men for the Lord's sake. It is not about you any more, and it's not about fairness, or whether they are right or wrong in demanding this of you. This is about how you reflect on your master. Verses 15 through 18. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Not only be subject or obedient to the fair, the good, and gentle, but also to your evil masters. Obey them, even when they are unjust, unless, of course, they command you to do evil. That, of course, you cannot do. But I ask you, is it against God's law for you to pay taxes? Is it contrary to the law of God that you wear a seatbelt? I think not. Therefore God says, be subject to them. Verses 19 through 21. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if, when you are buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, and this is acceptable with God. For even hereto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his steps. Christ himself paid taxes to Caesar, and left us that example to follow. Christ suffered by paying his unjust taxes, and left you that example to follow. And if anyone should have been exempted from unjust taxes, it should have been him. Matthew 17, verses 24 through 26. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Does not your master pay tribute? He says, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, Of strangers. Jesus said unto him, Then are the children free. Those who don't want to pay taxes stop quoting right there. And if this was all it said, it might indeed prove that you needn't pay taxes, but it wasn't. Christ continued and said in verse 27, Notwithstanding, lest ye should offend them, go out to the sea and cast in a hook and take up the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and yourself. Christ paid taxes for himself and Peter, and he did this not because either one of them owed taxes, any more than you or I, as pilgrims and strangers of this earth, owe taxes. But he paid them so that he wouldn't cause an offense. He paid them so that they wouldn't speak against him as an evildoer, so that the truth that he had to say wouldn't be clouded by the issue of not paying taxes. Whether you pay taxes or not isn't going to help you, or anyone, and so you avoid causing an offense over something that is not important to anyone. And notice where Peter got the money. A fish's mouth. From a miracle, a monetary blessing of God, he got the money to pay the taxes. God knows you don't owe taxes, God isn't poor, and he isn't unfair. Hebrews 6, verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. If you pay a tax you do not owe, and if you pay that tax because God told you to, God is not unrighteous to forget that. He will make it good. If you trust God, he is both able and willing to cover any money that you spend on taxes in his name. And he will do so. but he will expect you to show the faith in him and the willingness to obey his word without knowing how you'll get the money to pay for it before he will lead you to a fish's mouth. So, if you want to cause an offense, do it over not keeping Christmas or Easter. Cause an offense over not stealing. But Christ left us an example to pay taxes, and you are obligated before God to pay that, or you will pay the price the government demands of tax evasion. And if you are imprisoned as an evildoer, God will let you rot in prison until you've paid your debt. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.